This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Big O, do you think Jakeem's lack of performance and outcome are symptomatic of a deeper issue plaguing the Fins? Well, I talked a little bit about this already the last couple of days, and this is why I'm putting it all on the coaches right now. Right now, it's all on Flo. I have a problem when failure is happening all over the place. Look, I get it. Austin Jackson's bad, bro. I mean, there's no two ways about it. But if the whole line's bad, then who's the O-line coach? If your receivers are dropping balls, if your linemen are jumping off sides, if your linebackers are jumping off sides on special teams, you know, if your quarterback that you chose to be your backup can't make the reads, fails to take any chances early in a game, you know, my point is there's failure everywhere. That's on Coach Flo. So I've already talked about that. To me, the heat is on Coach Flo right now. You know, I'm not going to say everybody failing and then so everybody's bad. No, man. No. Austin Jackson might be bad, but not everybody else. I'm sorry. I'm not believing that. Either you're not doing a good enough job. That's all. What? Why are you allowing a 40-yard run almost in every game? Right? Three out of the four games. First two, you opened up by allowing a 40-yard run. Last week, you opened up the second half by allowing a 40-yard run. It was 39, 38, whatever. Why? Why is that going on with the defense all the time? So when I see failure all over the place on every facet of the ball, offense, defense, and special teams, I got a problem with the coaching. So for me right now, I'm not blaming talent right now. I'm going to go to the stage of coaching now. And Flo has got it. And you know how Flo came out and said, well, the game plan this, it's all great and we're failing. No, your game plan is not great and you are failing. So it's a little bit of both. Don't tell me your game plan's great because you're not going to Devontae Parker early. And if you're allowing your quarterback to do it week in and week out, that's your fault. I don't blame Vinny Testaverde for throwing one interception after another in the Fiesta Bowl. Vinny's a choker. I can't do anything about Vinny Testaverde, you know, in a big game. I know what's going to happen to him in a big game. I blame Jimmy Johnson for allowing Vinny Testaverde to keep passing the ball when you knew he threw it away four times in the Sugar Bowl the year before. And you got Alonzo Highsmith back there getting 6 yards a carry against Penn State. Yeah, years later, I'm still pissed off about that. You effing damn right. So sometimes you can tell me all you want about your game plan, Flo, but no. It's on you. It's on you. So if your players aren't making good decisions, it's on you. If your players are committing stupid penalties, it's on you. If your players are turning over the ball, it's on you. If the quarterback that you chose, Flo, that you wanted because he's another former Patriot, doesn't have the balls to challenge the defense, that's on you. You chose Brissett. You wanted Brissett. So we've talked about that. And obviously I mentioned it again. It's on Flo right now. It's on his staff. He's the one that has chosen to fire an offensive coordinator every year. He's the one that's chosen to fire offensive line coaches every year. These are his coaches. So if they continue to fail, it's on him. And when you look at the problems, They're on offense and they're on the offensive line. Look, and I'm not believing any of the crap that Trent Dilfer said or Jay Feely. They don't know their asses. They couldn't find their assholes with a funnel. Okay? They're just talking out of their ass. I'm believing Flo on this one. Flo's not lying. Flo gave you exactly what goes on. Godsey and Studsville, they decide what call. Godsey tells Fry, and Fry, all he does is relay the call to Tua, but he gives him tips along the way. He doesn't change the play, none of that stuff. So there is no confusion or nothing going on. The bottom line is the scheme sucks. The quarterback that you currently have right now has no balls playing the game. And he sees everything late as hell. He is late to react to everything, too. That's your fault, Flo. You wanted him. Like, you want all your expatriates on the team. That's you. Can't blame the personnel department. Can't blame Chris Greer. Can't blame the scouts. Can't blame anybody. You. You wanted him. So, it's up to the coaches. Coaches have got to get it done.